This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. Our radical thought for the day comes out of Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. And it says, "And God continued, I am the Lord." What's going on is Moses has been directed by God to go to the people of Israel who are in bondage in Egypt. And God is setting the stage to perform the incredible work of delivering the nation of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. But as God is preparing for this great miracle, things are getting a little hard for the Hebrews. Pharaoh has put unreasonable demands upon them, and the people turn to Moses and blame him and call him a troublemaker. Moses goes back to God and complains to God and asks him, why was this happening the way that it was? Moses is confused because he thought God was going to make things easier for the Hebrews. Moses didn't expect things to get worse. We behave just like Moses. When God gets our attention and tells us there's something he wants us to do, that he has a plan for our lives that is more than just sucking oxygen and warming up a pew, we believe it's going to be easy. But it isn't easy, and God never promised that it would be. Egypt is a picture or a type of this world that we live in. And Pharaoh is a type or a picture of our enemy, Satan. And just like Moses, if you've been called to serve in your family or in a ministry or in a church, which you have, all of those, then your role, part of your role, is to lead people out of a spiritual Egypt, to lead them out of this world, and to lead them away from spiritual Pharaoh, lead them away from the enemy and away from sin. But we understand, Pharaoh, our enemy, Satan, doesn't want to let them go. While they may be a threat to his rule, as long as he can hold on to them, he can use them for his purposes. God reassures Moses that he is the Lord. He tells Moses, I am God. God then continues and tells Moses about what he's going to do. It was God's intention to deliver the people of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage. And his plan has not changed. Even today, he is still about that same plan, freeing people from the bondage of this world. And just like God used Moses, he wants to use you. Moses was no different than any other man, any other person. There were no great features about Moses that led God to choose him. In fact, if you remember, Moses resisted God and didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. God can and still does use anyone he chooses to do his will. And if we can just rest in the fact that he is God, then we will be used to do incredible, miraculous things for his kingdom. The Hebrews didn't believe Moses because of their circumstances, because they were so difficult. And in your family or ministry or church, there will be times when you might feel as Moses did. And you know that God has given you a task, but no one seems to see that but you. It is during those times that you need to hold on to the fact that God is still God. God is working even when you can't see it, even when you don't understand what he's doing. His plan will be carried out, and you have the privilege and honor to be a part of it. Jesus, help us to do our part and let you be the Lord. Amen. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.